ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nido Daf Nun Dalit Amud Aleph. In order to understand our sugya, it's important to give a hakdome. The law is that a isha who sees in Yemei Ziva, she has to have, if she has one ri'i or two ri'is, she has to have a shima yoim noki, kenegad yoim ri'iya, that's what we call shemeres yoim neged yoim. If she has three ri'is, then she has to have shiva nikiyim. The Mishnah in Nidid of Ein Al from the Beis discusses, what's the law if a isha sees in Yemei Ziva on the 11th day? It's 11 Yemei Ziva. She sees it on the 11th day. Rashi explains, what's the question? Yom Yud Aleph could be different than the rest of Yemei Ziva. Says Rashi, Hiroi Yom Yud Aleph, she soif Yemei Zoiv, ve'en Yom Shela Acher of Mitztaref Yemei Leziva. It's not possible to have a Tziruf, it's Cholok, the rest of Yemei Ziva, which is possible, there should be another year which is Mitztaref to that year. Over here, it's impossible to have a Tziruf. So it's machlokes b'sham b'sillel whether you need a shemeres shimu keneged yoyim or not. The b'sham says she has a normal din of shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, and b'sillel says no, you do not have a din of shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim over here. The law of Mishnah is haroy yoyim achad also v'tovlo le'erev m'shamsha b'sham yoyim metam mishkav moishim chayav mekarbin b'sillel yoyim peturim in a carbon. You potter from a carbon. Rashi explains you potter from a carbon. Because with the rice you don't need shimur, but the mishnah's mashma you do have tumah. With the rabbanon you have tumah because you have a tumah. You need a shimur ketzas. So with the rice you don't need a shimur. With the rabbanon you need a shimur ketzas. The Rambam learns a different pshat in the mishnah. He learns that the rice the kaloche that it's mischalik benigeya tumah and benigeya the bal. So maybe chiddush. Because from that shita Rashi. So, that's what we pass in the Basilil, that you don't need Shema Yoim Keneged Yoim and Ariya Yoim with Aleph. However, you need a Shema Ketzas, but after the Shema Ketzas, then you beside it. Now, if you made a Shema Ketzas and then you boil on Yoim Yobes, so the Mishnah says that's considered a Gargadon. Basilil Oim Hareza Gargadon. Now she explains, although you tar, but he's considered a gagron, he's a ma lachto, he's gonna get ruggled every time he has your ear without your meziva, he'll only make a shim katsas, then do a be'ila, which then you really tome, and the shayi meziva. So therefore, are is a gagron. Is gagron, the mission just mean to say it's a hanhogish ene toive? But there's no Isser involved. Or does the Mishnah mean to say that with the Rabbanon there's an Isser involved over here? It's awesome the Rabbanon because of Gargadon. So that we'll see in our sugya, by awesome Nundalim Dalv, Machloikas of Iram, how to understand the Mishnah. Now there's another Shaila. The Mishnah discusses if you see a Re'iyah on Yom Achad Os, on the 11th day. Over there we say you don't need Shimur because it's not Shaitim and Starif. How about if you have a Re'iyah on Yom Asiri, on the 10th day? Do you need Shimur or do you not need Shimur? So, what? That's a Machoikis in Gemara that I am Beis Mabeis, Itmar, Asiri, Rebbe Yochanan Asiri Kachi, Machi Boi Shimur, Af Asiri Boi Shimur. The Shlokish Omar Asiri Kachad Osor, Ma Achad Osor Loi Boi Shimur, Af Asiri Loi Boi Shimur. So Rashi explains, that you don't need Shimo according to Beis Hillel, because it's not shaykh to be starif to have a tzidif to come and take Zavah Gedoyla. Zavah Gedoyla has to have 3 years, and then Yom HaSiri, since you're only two days left to the May Zive, it's impossible to come to a tzidif of Gimel Yis. So that's the same thing as Echad Asar, just like Echad Asar. You don't need Shimur, so too HaSiri. If you can hold, HaSiri is Kachi, that just like Chi, you need Shimur, also HaSiri. Similarly, this one is, that although it's not shaykh to have a tziruf to come to Zavah Gedoyla, but since it is shaykh to have a tziruf, it's not like Yom Achados, so it's not shaykh bechlal a tziruf in Eis. Yom Asir is possible to have a mixed tziruf. You can have a tziruf of Yom Yud Aleph. So therefore the halacha is that you do need shimur. In Chedush HaRashi, also in the sugya, it seems that he understood the inyan a little differently, that the reason why Yom HaSiri is better than Yom HaChad Esrei is because HaChad Esrei, it's not shaykh to have a shimur b'yom b'mei zive. Mashaykh Yom HaSiri, it's shaykh to have a shimur b'mei zive. So that's the first akdome which we have to make them to understand the sugya. The second akdome is, we discussed this early on, that every isha has Yom HaNida and Yom HaZive. Yom HaNida 7 days. Yimei Ziva is Yud Aleph Yoim. Altogether, it's 18 days. Now, after Yimei Ziva, you start Yimei Nida again, is the clause as follows. You cannot have a scholar of Yimei Nida again until you have a Shiva Nekiyim on the Yimei Ziva. Meaning to say, if a Isha saw within the first 7 days of Yimei Ziva, so even though we're after now Yud Aleph, till you have Shiva Nekiyim, you will not start Yimei Nida, and even though you're now within the Yud Aleph Yoim, Afa Pikein, calls man, you weren't Nitar from the Yimei Ziva, we do not restart the Yimei Nida. That's a very important klal, which is very negay in the Cheshbon HaSugyeh. And the second important klal is Yimei Nida. We go back to, again, the Cheshbon of Zion Yud Aleph, only restarts after you have a Ri'i in the Yimei Nida. I mean to say, let's say, comes the, she finishes the Yud Aleph Yoim, Bimei Ziva, she's Nita from the Ziva, and now comes the Yimei Nida. And she doesn't see the Yimei Nida. And then, she'll see, after 8 days, we pass the seven Yimei Nida, and afterwards she'll see, we won't say it, that's now Yimei Ziva, and it has been of Ziva. No. Kolzman, she doesn't see, We don't restart the Yimei Nida. So, right after the end of 11 days, the Yomer called Yimei Nida, but the Cheshbon of 7 only starts when she sees, whenever it'll be, we'll go get back again 7, and after she finishes 7 Yimei Nida, we'll restart Yud Aleph Yimei Ziva. That's the second Akdom. So now let's begin our Sugya. So, a lot of Cheshbon over here, a lot of math, you have to, have halt and cup. The sugi is cheshbening out a woman who has a cycle that she sees and she stops seeing for equal amount of time. So when is she mutter, when is she aser? One of the cases the Gemara discusses is the Isha who sees 2 days and then the next 2 days she does not see. So it comes out of the cheshben that this woman will see on Yom Yud Zayin, Yom Yud Ches. Like we said before, there's a cycle of 18 days. 7 Yimei Nida, and then 11 Yimei Ziva. It's a Kamal Fili Cheshbin, that on day 17, and day 18 she'll be seeing. That's what comes out of Fili Cheshbin. Which really means that she's seeing her on the 10th day of Yimei Ziva, and the 11th day of Yimei Ziva. So it says in the Braise that this woman is mutter on the 20th day. Meaning to say, the 19th day she's Aser. Rashi explains because she needs Shimur for the Re'i of Yud Zayin Yud Ches, and the 9th day she's Aser. She's Mutar B'Tashim on the 20th day. So the Gemara asks, B'Tashamish B'Shitzar. She should be Mutar B'Tashimish on Shitzar. Why? Because the Re'i, the last Re'i she had was Yom Yud Ches. Yom Yud Ches is Yom Yud Aleph for Yimei Ziva. And like we said before the Mishnah says on the final from the base that a Re'iyah Yom Yud Ches Didait is not nitshimer at all, even the Rabbani only nitshimer ketzas. Once you have shimer ketzas, then she's tahir, even the Rabbanon. So if so, it comes out that for the Re'iyah of Yom Yuches, which is Yom Yud Aleph of Zive, she needs a shimer ketzas on Yom Yutes, and then she should be mutter. So why did the Braisa say she only mutter Yom Esrim? She should be mutter on the 19th day after she has shimer ketzas. So the Gemara says, Tumahalchim. Omer Avsheishes, Zoysi Meres, Gagan Disnan, Osir. Like we said before, the Mishnah says that although she's not Tommy, once she has Shimer Ketzas, but considered a Gagadon, like Rashi explained, we said, oh, from Rashi, being Mamal Lachte, can bring him to the Aveda, he might come to do Bia by a different Shemes, Yom Kenegajim, within the Meziva, which over there, it's also Medina, because you might see afterwards, and then you won't have a Tahara of Shemes, Yom Kenegajim. So therefore, it's considered a Gagadon. Says in Sheishes, we see from here, Gagadon is Osir, meaning to say, it's not only an Hoge Sheina Toivo, rather it's Osir. So therefore, the Braise couldn't say, B'tishamish B'shitzar, because Yostim Mishamish, which means to say that although she doesn't have a Chalois Tumah, once you had Shimur Ktsas, you don't have a Tumah, but even the Rabban is no Tumah, but after he came, Chazal asked her, because of the Midas Gagadonus, Chazal asked her to do Tashmish, and that's why she only mutter be a Mesrim. Rav Ashi says a different teretz. Rav Ashi says, Nihi dechad otzer leboyishimur asola mi, asiri mi boyishimur. Mean to say, Rav Ashi is saying, Le'olam Gagadon is not otzer. And you're asking a question, if so, why is she not mutter b'chitzar? The re'iyah that she had on Yom Yudches did not make a din shemes yom kenegajim, only needed shimur ketzas, and it's only a problem of gagadonis. Says Rav Ashi and the Chanami, mitzad the re'iyah she saw on Yom Yudches that she doesn't need shimur. However, this woman, like we said before, a woman who's seeing 2 days and not seeing 2 days, her last 2 days were on Yom Yudzayin Yudches, those 2 days she saw. So the re'iyah of Yom Yudches is on the 11th day of Yom Ziva. However, the re'iyah of Yom Yudzayin is on the 10th day of Yom Ziva. So mitzad the re'iyah of Yom Yudzayin, which is the 10th day, mitzad that you need to have a shimur. Which Kipshuta the more means to say mitzad the shita of the Yoichanan, we said before the Machlokes Rabbi Yoichanan and Shlokish, whether a Re'iyah and Yom Asiri need Shimur. So Kipshuta, the more I mean to say of the Re'iyah of Yom Asiri, which needs Shimur, Kipshuta Rabbi Yoichanan. And therefore, she's not Mutter B'chitzah because of Mitzad Re'iyah of Yom Yudzayim, which is the 10th day of Ziva, and need Shimur. That's why you have to have the whole 19th day, which is a shimur for the re'iyah on Yom Zayin, and therefore she's only mutter on Yom Esrim. So Tosis over here asked a very shtak kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha with the shamash b'shitzar. Rav Sheish said a teretz. Rav Ashi said a teretz. It's a machloekis beichin leishlokish. So what's the Gemara having b'chal shach v'tayeh? It's another borer. Rabbi Yochanan said that a siri boy shimur. What's b'chal the need in the Gemara? So Tosis explains a tremendous chiddush. Tosis said that the machshon held that which we say a siri boy shimur means that on the 11th day you're Osir, when you're still within the Yemei Ziva, you're Osir, and you don't become Tar until you have a Shimur. But once you enter the Yemei Nida, then you don't need Shim anymore. And even without Shim, you become Tar. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm based on a base that you need Shimur by a Siri, means to say a woman who saw Yemei Ziva on the 10th day, on the 11th day she'll be Osir. Until she has the shimur. However, once you pass the 11th day, now you enter your Meinida, then you do not need shimur anymore, and you become tar even without shimur. And Rav Ashi is being mechadish, not like that. Rav Ashi is coming to mafkiyah da'achidish. Rav Ashi is coming to say, the halacha that asir needs shimur is lav dafk if you're still within the Yemei Ziva, even if you enter your Meinida, afa pikein is chal halacha, you need shimur, and because you don't have a shimur, you are tamei, although you're not within the Yemei Ziva anymore. But oifer that's coming out of Shach HaVatai here, in the Agamore, that's real machlokes, the makshe, between the makshe and Rav Ashi, between Rav Sheishas and Rav Ashi, whether Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that says they need shimur, b'yema siri, is it only calls mine still within the Yemei Zive, or is even if you entered the Yemei Nida? Now we have to understand what's the need of your, what are the two tzadim? What's it sad that you only need shimur called zman within the meziva? And what's it sad that no, you need shimur, although you're now within the yemei ziva, even though you enter the yemei nida, you still need ziva. You still need shimur. The Bi'ai Dvarim thinks as follows. The Maksha and the Sheishas understand that Dawud Shaloch is that if you have a ri'i and yom asir, you need shimur. It's not the pshat that the metaher of this ri'iyah is shimur. And it's nikba that in order to mitah this ri'iyah, one needs to have a shimur and a mikveh. Rather, mitzad etzem ri'iyah, mitzad atzma, it wouldn't be mechayev a shimur. Rather, the pshat is, the fact that it's possible to have a tziruf, that's ma'akiv the tahara. She cannot become Torah on Yom Yud Aleph, since it's possible that there should be another ri'iyah which mistarev to the first ri'iyah, that's ma'akiv that she cannot have a chalois tahara. So although the ri'iyah itself was not nikba that it's metaher is a ri'iyah of Yom Yud Aleph, but calls man that she's possible to have a ri'iyah, it's impossible for a ri'iyah hametzarefes, it's impossible to have a tahara, and therefore you need a shimur. The mail is moving hative, that once she enters you may need it, which it's not possible anymore that she have a ri'iyah which mistaev to the prior ri'iyah, so she doesn't have this ikub anymore. And mitzad the actual ri'iyah, there was never nikba this ri'iyah, it's mitaher, is a yoim noki. However, Rav Ashi b'mechadish, it's not a pshat, Rav Ashi b'mechadish, that a ri'iyah which is possible to have a tziruf, it's nikba that the din mitaher of this ri'iyah is a shimur. Since it's possible that should be a tziruf, so the chal the din that metayer of this ri'iyah is a shimur and mikveh. And meile, afilu now she entered the may nida, and it's not possible to have a tziruf anymore. It's not mailo moirid. It's not a ikuv from the fact that she could start. If it's the actual metayer is the shimur and the ri'iyah. When I see ma'ayin. This chiddush hadminu, but Tosis is saying the Maksha held and Rav Sheishas held that the whole din you need shimur is caused by within the meziva. Once you enter the mei nida, you don't have this halacha anymore. Is that by any shemeski and connected joim? Meaning to say that as far as the Maksha, if she saw a yom chi, also that's halacha, that even if she didn't have a shimur, once she entered the mei nida, she come tor without a yom naki, or is it only on yom asiri? And yom asiri has a different halacha. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, yom asiri is different than yom chi. When I see my eye into this, it sounds like a big chiddush to say that the halacha would be that once you enter yom asiri, you don't need shimur. So it could be it's only halacha over here, but yom asiri. That over there, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that it's not the same as a ri'iyah of yom chi. I'm not 100% sure about this. Tzrichim la'ayim b'zeh. Let's continue on. The Gemara, the Braisa discusses a woman who sees in 8 days, which the cheshbon over here is, it's groups of 8. Altogether, there's 6 groups of 8. We'll call them 8 number 1, 8 number 2, 8 number 3, 8 number 4, 8 number 5, and 8 number 6. Altogether, it's 48 days. She's seeing the 8 number 1. She doesn't see 8 number 2. She's seeing 8 number 3. She does not see 8 number 4. She sees 8 number 5. And she does not see 8 number 6. So the Braisa cheshbins that from within all these 48 days, these 6 groups of 8, shall be mutter altogether 14 days. What's the cheshbin of, I'm sorry, 15 days. What's the cheshbin of 15 days? The 8 number 2, she's not seeing. She's mutter 7 days besides the first day. The first day she's not mutter because she needs a yom naki for the last day of 8 number 1. Which that is already Yemei Ziva, because the first 7 days we may need it. The last day, number 8, was Yemei Ziva. So she needs a Yom Naki, she may have seen connected Yom. So that's why the first day of 8, number 2, she's Aser, and then the other 7 days she's Mutter. And then again when it comes to 8, number 4, which she's not seeing again, she's Aser the first day, and the other 7 days she's Mutter. The reason why she's Aser the first day is over here, it's simply because the first 2 days of 8 number 3 were Yemei Ziva, and the other 6 days were Yemei Nida. So when she saw on the third day of 8 number 3, she became a Nida for 7 days, which only ends on day number 1 of 8 number 4. So again, so that on the other 7 days of Eid number 4, she's mutter, so that's another 7 days. We're up to number 14. And the cheshbon of the last day she's mutter is in 8 number 6, she's mutter on the last day. Meaning to say, the first 7 days of 8 number 6, she's aser, because she saw the whole 8 number 5, right? She's going on and off, she's switching on and off, and 8 number 5 she saw, and the first four days of 8 number 5 were Yemei Ziva, and then started Yemei Nida. Since she saw Yemei Ziva, she needs Shiva Nekiyim. So the first 7 days of 8 number 6, which she's not seeing, those are the Shiva Nekiyim to Metar from the 4 years that she had of Ziva in 8 number 5. And the last day, she's Mutter. So the Gemara goes along, and the Gemara asks, Harei Abeisa Havu. Why are you saying she's mutter for 15 days? She'll only be mutter for 14 days. The Gemara doesn't explain which days the Gemara, subtracting which days the Gemara bothered by shouldn't be mutter. So Rashi explains, the Gemara is bothered by the last day. The 48th day, you have to subtract, she should not be mutter. Why the Gemara holds she should not be mutter? Says Rashi, the Pshat as follows. The Pshat is, since he saw in 8 number 5, she saw 4 Yemei Ziva, so she needs Shiva Nekiyim. What are you saying? That the first 7 days of 8 number 6, which she's not seeing, they can be the Shiva Nekiyim. No, the Gemara holds not like that. They cannot be Shiva Nekiyim. The Gemara held that in order to have Shiva Nekiyim, the Shiva Nekiyim have to be within Yemei Ziva. In days of Ziva, then you could be not seeing, that's considered a Yom Naki. However, when the Yemei Nekiyim are within Yemei Nida, that cannot be a Kiyum of Shiva Nekiyim. That's the Svaras of Makshin. Was Pasha by the Makshin as a Tanai in the Shiva Nekiyim that has to be within the Yemei Ziva, not within the Yemei Nida. And therefore, since over here, they're within the Yemei Nida, because on 8 number 5, the first 4 days of Yemei Ziva, and afterwards started Yemei Nida, and she was seeing then, right? She was seeing the whole week, so it comes that she had her E of Nidus, once Yemei Nida started. That's on day number five in 8 number 5. Her E is already E is of Nidus. So, for the next seven days from day number 5 of 8 number 5, are Yemei Nida. So it comes out the first 3 days of 8 number 6 are a continuation of Yemei Nida. That's 4 days from 8 number 5 plus another 3 days of 8 number 6. That's all Yemei Nida. And therefore, since Yemei Nida, the Maksha held that the Tanai in Shiva Nekiyim as within Yemei Ziva, and therefore you cannot be mitzayev of those 3 days as Shiva Nekiyim. And in order to have Shiva Nekiyim, you're going to have to wait until you hit 7 days of Yemei Ziva, which you're not seeing, then you'll have a Shiva Nekiyim. That's what the Mara is saying, you only have 14 days. And that the Mara answers, Omer of Adab Yitzchak, so he said, Meres, Yemei Nida, She'ein Royabem, Oilus Fida Zivosa, that Adab Yitzchak says, and here you see a Chiddush that the Shiva Nekiyim does not have to be from within the Yemei Ziva. They may be from the Yemei Nida, that also could be Mashlim, the Yemei Ziva. In the Bir, in the Svaras HaGemara, that the Maksha held, the Pashtis, that the Shiva Nekiyim have to be from Yemei Ziva, and even if Adab Yitzchak is Mavur Tzachidish, Zoyse Meres, and the Pshat says follows, Shiva Nekiyim is Ki'ilu, you're being Mvara the Nekiyos of the woman, that she's Naki from these Re'is. If so, coming to Mevarati, Machzik her Nekiyos, so if so, it has to be within the days that it would be possible to have this type of Re'iyah, and then she has 7 days and she's not having that type of Re'iyah, that's considered Shiva Nekiyim. So therefore, held the Machzik, it has to be within the Yemei Ziva, because there's two types of Re'iyahs in the Isha, Re'iyahs Ziva, Re'iyahs Nidus, it's a different type of Re'iyah, by Mr. Nishan Mevar, that Nidus is the derech for Isha to see. Zivus be'etzim is not a derech for Isha to see. It comes from a choyli. So it's a different type of re'iyah. And in order to have a Shiva Nekiyim, it has to be Naki from that sug re'iyah. That the Gemara is mechadish, no. As long as you have Shiva Nekiyim, even though it's not from that same sug of re'iyah, that's also considered a Shiva Nekiyim, and it's metar from a Zivus. Now there's a big problem over here on where Rashi is learning Pshat, which bets him Rashi himself is in this oyer, in this problem. What are we saying over here? There's a problem over here that the first 3 days of 8 number 6 is Yimei Nida. Why? Because in 8 number 5, the first 4 days of Yimei Ziva, she continued seeing on, she continued to see, and those ready Yimei Nidus, so she had a ear of Nidus, and started Yimei Ziva, Yimei Nidus. The klal is, that we mentioned in the Akdom of the Shir, that the Ias Nidus is only considered Yimei Nidus after she's Nita from Azivus. Kol Zman, she's not Nita from Azivus, she didn't have a Shibin Akiyam to retire from the Azivus, then any Re'ir she will see will not have a din of Pesach Nidus, will not start the Re'ir's Nidus. It won't start the Chedj of Re'ir's Nidus. Now this woman, she saw in the 8 number 5, 4 days of Ziva, she did not have Shibin Akiyam yet, so although she continued seeing after the 4 days of Yimei Ziva, did not start with that Yimei Nidus. Yimei Nidus only starts after she nitta from Shibin Akiyam. So how could the Gemara say, why is there a problem over here? There's a problem over here that the first 3 days of 8 number 6 is Yimei Nidus. It's not true. Yimei Nidus does not start at all until after she's nitta, she's a Shibin Akiyam on her Re'ias of Zivus that she saw in 8 number 5. This is a big problem. So Rashi himself is Oyer, and Rashi says, I know the Gechidish that it's true. In order, when we're discussing the cheshbin of Yimei Nidus and Yimei Zivus, that she have Dine Nidus, Nidus Zivus, then, till she's Nita from Shivan Akiyim, we don't consider it a cheshbin Yimei Nidus. However, when we're discussing this problem, that the Nikiyim has to be from Yimei Ziva, For that, it's really considered Yimei Nidus. It's considered Yimei Nidus that you don't have the kiyum of Shibin Akiyam for Yimei Ziva. Let's read Rashi inside just to make it clear. Rashi says, "V'zel shoynoi, abeiser havu kusover hay the moisiv sheisha azois loy tisham sheimem ches lefisha shmoyna chamishiyim." That means 8 number 5. Shenasiv behem zava emehem el dal mei ziva v'dal da'achreinim Yimei Nidahein. Says Rashi, Umiu tchilas nida loy have, calls man shloy sofra, loy tora mizoiva. We don't begin nidus again until she's nitar from her ziva. Avol hochi mehanya hachid iya shel dal dachreinim. But for this is moil the iya of the last four of 8 number 5. Haruuyin lenidus shekashi avoyu shmoyna tohinim shlachadayim. When you have 8 number 6, lo yalu shloisha rishayin mei svida, the first 3 days of 8 number 6 will not be oil of yimei svida. The fishin ashlomas yimei nida, the yimei nidosa shein roibem in oil of svida zivosa. Hilchoch enker elchamisha le svida, kshetir yimem tes, so he said es. That's what Rashi says. And of course, it needs a beer, but the general mahalach havot nadvarim is that we explain that the problem of having of the this tonight you have to have it, the shivan akiyim have to be within the yemei ziva. You say dvarim is it has to be the same sug of ri'ia. So klapi that the more understood once you go into yemei nida and you start seeing. The sugri'iyya is a sugri'iyya of Yimei Nida. So although klapid, all the dinim doesn't have a din of Yimei Nida until she's nitta from the zivus, but the sugri'iyya is already a sugri'iyya of nidus for 7 days, and you're missing the kiyum of shimon akim of Yimei Ziva. There has to be a Yimei Ziva which something be'etzim should be Yimei Ziva, not only because it had an ikuv of having tahara. There has to be something which should be would have been Yimei Ziva be'etzim. And since Seikol Seif she saw, that's considered Yimei Nida klape this problem that it's not a kiyum of having Shivan Akiyum of Yimei Ziva. That's the Chiddush of Rashi, which many Rishonim are Cholukan, but that's how Rashi learns the Sugya. Now, there's a big kasha here in Rashi. The way Rashi is learning the Pshat, the Shabbatai of the Gemara held that the Shivan Akiyum have to be from within Yimei Ziva, not Yimei Nida, and even a Yimei Nida which she was a nita from the Yimei Ziva applicants is considered Yimei Nida. There's a big cash over here. So the Gemara had only a problem on the day number 48, and that's only 48 days. The other 14 days the Mara agrees to. The Mara understands. Let's cheshbon. Week number 4, she was mutter, she wasn't seeing, so we say she's mutter for 7 days. She's mutter for 7 days. Why? Because day number 1 of week of 8 number 4 was asr, because you may need this, but the rest of the day she's mutter. Now let's think over here. In 8 number 3, which we saw the whole week, the first 2 days we may ziva, and the rest were you may need this. The Gemara said beforehand that Rav Ashi said that when a woman sees on day number 10 of Ziva and day number 11 of Ziva, day number 10 needs a Yom Naki. So it comes out that in 8 number 3, which the first day of that, the first 2 days we made Ziva, was day, which is actually day 17 and day 18 of the Big Cheshbon, which is day number 10 and day number 11 of Yom Ziva, she needs to have a Yom Naki. So where's her Yom Naki? The whole week, the whole eight number 3 she was seeing. So her Yom Naki is obviously in 8 number 4, which then she's not seeing. The first day, that was her Yom Naki. Now let's think. She started, you may need this, in 8 number 3, she started, you may need this, the third day was you may need this already. It was day number 19, that was you may need this. So if the Gemara held that there's a loche, in order to be oila for her tahara, you have to have, you may zividaf, not you may need it, so how could she become tahar in 8 number 4 through the first day of 8 number 4 as limitar, she had a kiyam of yom naki, since she didn't see, that day is you may need this. And Be'emesin, it's much worse often by us. Over there, it's a proper you may need this. Because over there, she was never became a Zalva Gedoyla. Over there, it actually started, you may need this, right, on eight number 3 in the third day. Because this halacha that we have, that you don't start, you may need this, until she's nitar from her ziva, that's only by a Zalva Gedoyla. By a Zalva Ketana, although she needs a Shemir Seyim Kenek Adyoim, once she goes to day number 19, she becomes a nida, although she was not nita yet from Azivus, which is a very important halacha. So it comes out over there, was a proper you may need this. She was a nida for everything. And if the Gemara held, before the Gemara was Mechadish, the Chiddush of Adam and Yitzchak, that you may need it, are Shein Roibem, Oil and Svira Zivasa, how could she be mutter in all those 7 days of, 8 number 4, she should only become mutter on the third day of 8 number 4. It should only be 6 days, because the first day would not be able to be oiled, because they may need it. So the Maharsha should have asked, you don't have 15 days, you only have 13 days. So Aruch HaNer asks his kasha, and Aruch HaNer says that seemingly the pshat is, davka from the hell do you have to have davka re'iyah from Yimei Zive in order to be oiled for Shevet Nekiyim? You may need this, is not enough, that's only a Zavah Gedoyla. Zavah Gedoyla, which needs Shevet Nekiyim, over there you have to have Shivan Akim of Yimei Ziva. But when the Azova Katana, which she needs Shemai Seim Kenegad Yoim, for that, as long as it's a Yoim Nok, it's enough, and there's no Tanai of Dafka having a Yoim Nidus, a Yoim Ziva, so Yoim Nidus enough. What the Oimik Ha'avon is, I don't know totally, but that's the Cheshbon the Aruch HaNer says, the Dar Kishagashi. Toysis Abeni Rishayim Acholik and Mahalik of Rashi, because they hold the Pshitis that it's not considered you may need this, since she didn't have Shivan Akiyam for the Re'i of 8 number 5, she's not considered a may need this at all until she comes Nitar. And therefore they learn the Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha is not from, the Gemara's not subtracting day number 48, rather the Gemara is subtracting day number 3 from 8 number 4. Meaning to say, what we just spoke out, for the Kasha on Rashi, that is really the Kasha of the Gemara. On 8 number 4, we say that she's mutter for 7 days. Besides the first day, she's mutter. So Mar is bothered, how could she be mutter in day number 2 of 8 number 4, since in 8 number 3, she saw the whole week, in the first 2 days, Yimei Ziva, the first day was Mechayev Shimur, and the Shimur is obviously happening in 8 number 4, the first day of it was a Yimei Nidus. It cannot be Oila for the din yom naki yini for shemayis din kineged yom. You should have to wait till day number two of egg number four, when then she passed may nidus, she is back into may zivus, and that only then could you have the key of shemayis din kineged yom. That's the more means to ask why you mutter for 15 days. It's only 14 days. You're missing day number two of eight number four, which because that's a kiyum of Yom Naki. And that's the Gemara's answering, Om of Adam Yitzchak. So he said, Meres yimei dotu shein noibem, oil as sweet as yivosa. That's the Bira Sugye, Pochasa Yoyser. The Rambam has a sheet of Mechudeshes in the whole Chesed, Yimei Nidi, Yimei Zive, which we cannot go into it, but Oirich, just to mention it. The Rambam sheet is that you may need and you may ziv are not totally in seeing befoil. Meaning to say that we said till now, you only re-begin. You may need it when she sees the second time. Till she sees, it's not considered, you don't start the cheshbon of 7 and 11 again. She's the first time with 7, then 11, and then the next time she sees, begins the 7 of you may need it. The Shita Saddam is not like that. The Shita Saddam is, Ishus Kevea Vest, first 7 days he may need it, afterwards is 11 days he may zive, and then right after that, starts 7 he may need it, whether she'll see and she won't see. And even if she doesn't see at all, and all those 7 he may need it, if she'll see day number 8 after that, I mean, it's considered he may zive, as soon as 7 days passed after the first 11 days of he may zive, she's back into Yimei Ziva, even though she's not see in between. That's the Shita Saddamba. It comes in a whole different cheshbon in many different dinim. And the Yishanim are very bothered. The Ramban, but also the Sugya is marich on this Ramban. And he's very bothered by it. He says it doesn't stream with our whole Sugya. So Yishanim and Achrim are very miskashe. The Aruch Laner, the Sidri Taire, are marich, the Mimiyash, the Shita Saddamba, Ayin Shom, but the Vreyem, which we're not going to go into it in our share. We'll now begin the next parak, parak dam nida. The Mishnah says, dam nida, ubosar ameis, metam alachim, metam nivation. The halach is the tome, whether it's ilach, whether it's yavish. It's mavu in the Mishnah, is the tumma of dam nida. Every dam nida, besides that the isha becomes tome, the dam itself is dam, which is tome. The Gemara asks, menohani mili, how do we know that dam nida is tome? Rashi explains, how do we know dam nida has a tumah to it? Omar chizkiya, the omar kro, va'adova benidoso, madvika moiso, mahi metamo, af madvo metamo. So this chadish in this pasuk, a new tumah was haste, tumas dam nida. Tois says the kasha, then what do we need a pasuk for? The Gemara, on the Flamed Heim and Aleph, there's discussing the tumah of Zoy, which we'll see shortly in the Nunheim Dalf, Beis Hashem, the Tume of Zoyv, and the more brings a pasuk, we learn it from a pasuk, that Zoyv is Tomei, and Rava says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's Pashat Menas Svore, that the Ziv of a Zav is Tomei. Why? Lacheirim goyrim Tume la'atzim le'kol shekein. If the Ziva has a koyach to be goyrim Tume la'cheirim, meaning to say, it's goyrim Tume to the one who saw it, for sure, it's goyim tumah to itself. So it's pashut min asvare that ziv is tummy. And the more of the answers, soa mishtaleich yichiach, that with here we see, soa mishtaleich makes the one who's carrying the soa mishtaleich tummy, and he himself does not become tummy. So you see that this concept is not correct, that it's possible to have something which is goyim tumah lachayim, and last it's not goyim tumah. But Rava seemingly did not hold of this pich of soa mishtaleich, and therefore, Rav was bothered, why didn't he pasuk for Ziva? To say that Ziva is Tomei, it's Poshat Min Asvara, and the more of the answers, what the more answers. Ayin Shom. Tosis asked, the feast for us, Rav, that Rav holds the Svara, the Chayim Gayim Tomei, the Atzalei Kol Shekein. So if so, the same cash will be over here, what do we need an extra Chiddush, extra pasuk to teach us that Dam Nida is Tomei? It's Poshet Ben Asvore that Dam Nida is Tomei. So Taisis works out that there are certain cases which it's not considered a Goyim Tumal Achayim, a Dam Nida of a Mitzvah, which is Tomei anyway. Over there, it's not considered Goyim Tumal, you wouldn't have that Svore of a Chayim Goyim Tumal Achayim, and therefore you need a Pasuk. Now, In the Ike Tum of Dan Nida, Kvegan Tshuva, Chelik Alav Simen Samach Beis, declares a very Yisraelistic Hakira. We know that in order for Ish to be Tomei, she has to have Hagosha, like we discussed in the last Perek, Hagosha. When I tell you, if there's no Hagosha, you tell her. That's the more is discussing if the Isha should become Tomei, she has to have Hagosha. How about when you give the tumah of the actual Dam? Dam needs Tomei. What would be that loch if she sees this Dam, Shaloi ba Hagosha? Do we say, Midash and Bibisora, it's not considered Dam neither, only if it had a Re'iyah Matamis? And if the Isha does not have a Re'iyah Matamis, it does not have a Shem of Dam neither? Or no? In order to have the Shem Dam neither, it's not dependent at all on whether the Isha became Tomei with this Dam. As long as this is Dam neither, she becomes Tomei. And if Kiveger is Noite, that she become Tomei, as long as the Simei neither, she's already here, even though there's no Agosha, she'll become Tomei. That's if Kiveger is Daito Noite. So Kiveger said, Lefi this, will be Miyushiv, Bepshitis, Taisis Kasha. Taisis has the Kasha, what are you the Pasik for? Tape Kleis, Achayim, Goyim, Tumala, Atsa, the culture gain. It's the Gav, she has her ear, Shalei, Bagosha. Her ear, Shalei, Bagosha is not Goyim, Tumala, Achayim. It does not make the one who saw Tomei. And after Kain, the Dam itself is Tomei. So Taisis said, the Kiveger answers, and Echadami, Taisis could have answered that. Taisis is a better Teretz. Taisis is a Teretz. It's the Gaya in Nabdam Nidishom and Tseidas, which that's not considered Goyim, Tumala. Agapanim, the Ikib Kiveg is a very interesting Chakira. The Chazonish, in Yeridei, Simin Kuf Chof, Sivkot and Dalid, he cries a Chakira in the Tum of Dam Nida. The Ikib Tum of Dam Nida, is it mitzad that it's the Dam of a Nida, the Dam of a woman who's Tomei, and that's why the Dam itself becomes Tomei, since it's coming out of someone who's Tomei. The dogma that we have at Din Bei Azav, all his mayonis are Tomei, which we'll discuss based on Hashem Behemshich. The mayonis of Azav are Tomei, that we see in the Mishnah, as Haniyah of Adoik is Tomei, since it's coming out of a Tomei. So too, the Torah said, Dam Nida is Tomei, because it's coming out of a Nida. Or the Pshat, I'm sorry, and the Chazinish speaks out that although when she's seen the Dam, she did not become Tomei yet, because it's first this Re'i, which is making her Tomei. He says, the Tumah and the Tumah Saddam come Bahadi Adadi, they come together. They come together. Or the Pshat totally different. The Tumah of Dam Nida is nothing to do with the fact that the Dam is coming out of a woman who is Tumah. It's a Tumah Mitzad Atzmai. The Torah is Mechadish, a Tumah Miuchadish Mitzad Atzmai, Dam Nida is Tumah. Says the Chasenish, to be a big Nafkemine, whether in order to Dam be Tumah, it has to have Tnoi or the ear or not. If it's a tum yuchedes because of dam nida, you have to have to know your ear. If it's a tumah because it's coming out of a nida, then the dam does not have to have to know your ear. As long as this liquid's coming out of a nida, will be tumah. Says Chazanish, the case would be, if a isha sees dam bishvay feres, does not touch the koisle b'serechem, the aloch is a isha's only tumah if she sees and the dam is touching the koisle b'serechem. Like we learn out from the pasuk b'bisora, but if it comes out of shreiferes in the tube and does not touch kriyas b'serechem, she does not become tamei. Will this dam become tamei or not? So if it's a tum yuchedes, you need to know your ear, the dam be tar. However, if it's pasha tamei because it came out of an ida, then makes no difference how it came out. As long as it came out, the dam is tamei. Says the Chazanish, he has a raya machras. The Mishnah says that dam toyar is tar miklum. Mean to say that a woman was a yeledes, and then she goes into Yimei Tahara, any dam that comes out of her now is tar, even though she wasn't toivel. Says the Chazanish, if the tumah of dam neither is a kmayonis, so the dam should be tamei, just like a woman who's a yeledes, she has tumas neither, and she wasn't toivel yet, any mayonis of her are tamei. Her roik is tamei, keicha v'neya, all those tumas mayonis is applicable by her. So why is the dam tor? The tahara of dam toyar is a tahara in the ear's dam. The Torah said the dam toyar doesn't have a tumah of the ear. But if dam need is tumah, it has nothing to do with the ear. It's simply tumah because it's coming out, a liquid which is coming out of a woman who's tumah, then it should be, then this, then even you made tahara, dam toyar, should also have a tumah. Says the Chazanish, Zerdai Machrasim here, that the tumah's dam nid is a tumah miyuchedes, it's a tumah miyuchedes, and it needs to know Yeriyah, and therefore dam toyar, since it doesn't have Hilchas Yeriyah, the dam will not become tumah. Now, L'choyre comes out, the Chazanish is passing L'aloche, is b'machriach l'aloch, is b'machriach, that you need to know your ear. L'choyre, this will be now like B'kiv Eger says, Adam shalei ba'agoshe, although does not have to know your ear, afa pikein, it is tomei, it's considered dam nida. Now, it's not mukher in B'kiv Eger that B'kiv Eger understood, the pshat is that the tomei is because of mayonet, it's coming out of a nida, rather it's a new shem tomei of dam nida, like the Chazanish Taka says, but it's seemingly from B'kiv Eger, the Kibeg holds that in order to have the new Shem of Dam Nida, one does not need Tanoi Yuri'i, even without Tanoi Yuri'i, it still has a Shem Dam Nida. So what are we going to do with the Raya of the Chazanish? The Chazanish brings a Raya from Yimei Toyar. So I think the Pshat L'choyer is very poshut. That Dam, Yimei Toyar, it's Afkon the Dam. The Toyer said that this Dam is not a Dam which is Meshach Chaychet, the Dine Nidus. The tahar in the dam, this dam is mufka from being dam nida. It's not only aloch in the meiser here, rather it's afkon the dam, this dam is mufka from being a dam nida, and therefore it's amatame. However, shleiba agosha, it's not afkon the dam, it's the same dam. It's the exact same dam, so over there, you don't have this afkon shem dam nida. So, but often that the pshatin you may toya, it's not like the Chazanish said that you need to know your ear. You don't need to know your ear. You don't need to know Yuri'i, but it has to have a Shem Dam Nida. Such a Dam, the Torah said this Dam is Mufka, from being, having a Din Dam Nidas to it, Mele won't have a Tum of Dam Nida either. So come out L'choyer La'aloche, that the Philip Kiveger, if a woman sees Dam B'Sheferes, she will also be, the Dam will be Tomei, although the Ish cannot become Tor. However, as a Mokum to say further, as a Mokum to say, that if Kiveg is also masking that you need to know your ear. Just, if you're misboinin, in t'noy your ear, there's two types of t'nom. There's t'nom mitzad the cheftza from the ear, the cheftza the yitzir's dam is being yoytze in a certain oifen. And then there's t'noy your ear, which is a din in the woman who's seeing it. It's a din in her shame roya. Is a moshel. When dam comes out on shoyferes, it's coming out in a different way. There's a yitzir of dam from a isha touching kosi b'serechem. The yitzir of a dam which is not touching kosi b'serechem. Over there, it's missing in the cheftz of the ear. When dam comes out, kosi b'serechem, the isha is not magish. The tnai v'agosha, let's be misboinin, is the cheftz of the yitzir a different type of yitzir? The cheftz of the yitzir's dam is the same type of yitzir. The difference is in the roya, in the woman who's seeing it. Whether she's magish or not my magishit. So, Yitochel Moed to say that the Shem of Dam Nida is not mislatoli in how the Re'ia is misyachis to the Roya. The Iker is that there's a Re'ia's Dam over here. There's a Re'ia's Dam happening. As long as mitzvah the chefts of the Re'ia, it has all Tanayi Re'ia, that's considered Dam Nida. That's the Shem of Dam Nida. Dam that comes out from a woman, Ibo'ifin Re'ia, has the Shem Dam Nida. But oifen that they came out of normal oifen, just the isha wasn't magishit, over there, it's not missing in the chefts of the ri'ah. It's missing in her shame roya. In order that she should get a din roya, over there you need to have a gosha. But the actual ri'ah is not maila moed, whether she punked, did feel it, didn't feel it, the actual yitzia is the same type of yitzia. So, in order for her to become tamei, it's not enough that the ri'ah happening. She has to have a shem roya, that she's the Re'ia is Misyachas to her, she has a Shem Roya. So Shalei Ba'Gosha, she's Tor. When it comes to Shem Dam Nida does need a Re'ia, but it only needs a Re'ia mitzvah the Chefze of the Re'ia. That a certain type of Yitzia, it's called a Re'ia. So Meila and Echanami, by Roya B'Shoi Feres, the case that Chazanish discusses, Chazanish, the Kiv Eger, will agree that will be tar. So there is missing in the etzem cheftz of the ri'ah. But shegin shloi ba'agosha, which is not missing in the cheftz of the ri'ah. When we say always that there's a t'nai in ri'ah, you need agosha, that's a t'nai in her shem roya. That she should have a shem roya. But it's not a t'nai in the cheftz of the ri'ah, it's not a kvias in the type of yitzis dam, whether this yitzis dam from the body has a shem riyi to it. Let's continue on. The Gemara says, "Menani mili." Rashi says, "Menani mili." The dam need the metam magoyu masoi. What does Rashi want with this? Rashi should say simply, "Menani mili." The dam need the metam. It's mashal for Rashi that the whole chiddush is that's metam b'mag u'masa, but the fact that it's metam b'maga, that's poshit. So the Chachamim say, with pshat as follows: Sefer Menaf Toyach, one of the Friedrich Achreinim, is a beautiful sefer on the Hakadom of the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayis of Titus, and this sefer he's makif many in Yonei Tumah B'Taira. Is the Sefer Menaf Toyach is split up in two parts: Amona and Piper. So the what we're saying over now is in Amona Ois Mem Dalit. So he says as follows, the Siddur Taira says, come out the same thing. Because the Gemara Daf Aleph discusses the sugi of Mekor Mekoy Mitome, that the actual Mekor has a Tume. And the Gemara says that Mekor Mekoy Mitome, any dam that's there is Tome, even if a dam comes out, Shaloi Derech Re'iye, it's Tome, because it became Tome from the Mekor. The Gemara over there is discussing a Yotzev Lad V'dam Derech Doifin. The Gemara says whether the dam be Tomei when it comes to Derech Doifin is dependent on Mekor Mekoy Mitomei. If you hold Mekor Mekoy Mitomei, it will be Tomei. And if you hold Mekor Mekoy Mitor, then it will be Tor. Rashi explains, Rabbonon Sabi Mekor Mekoy Mitomei, Hilkoch Tipas Dam Atama, V'afal Gav Derech Doifin Lavri Ihi, L'Tamei Asi Isha, Tumashive, Miu Tipa Atzum Metamei B'maga, Mishum Denoga B'Mekor, So says the Menaf Toyach. So the Ashi is bothered by a shaila. Dam need is pashas tamei. If you hold mekor mekoy mitamei, which we passing like that, mekor mekoy mitamei. So belabachi it's tamei. So what do you need the chiddush of dam need a new tum of dam need? Typically, it's mekor mekoy mitamei. And that Ashi is answering that mekor mekoy mitamei. Its tum is only the mag and not the master. Like it's Meduri Kanashi and Mal from a base. We just said over the Rashi. Rashi says, Tipa Atsa Mitama Bimaga. Mishum the Nogam Mekor. It's Mashal Rashi that if the tum it has only the mag and not the master. So it comes out that although we know we're talking about Maga, but because of Mekor Mekor Mitome, but Tumas Master, for that we need the new tum of Tam Nidin, that's what she's saying. Menani Mildi, that's from Tam B'Magu U'B'Masa. From the Din of Mekor Mekor Mitome, only Tam B'Maga, because of the new Din of Tam Nidin, therefore, it's Tam B'Maga U'B'Masa. Chassam Sofer, he says on this whole, Mahalach of Achroinim, he says he doesn't understand B'Chal what the Kash is. He says that Mekor Mekor Mitome, it's Tome, it's Avatome. The Dam which touches it is only a Rishon, he says. It's coming to him with the touching the Makar. So it's only a Rishon. So he says, if so, there's a tremendous Nafkimina. Dam Nid is making a Tumah. A Tumah becomes an Ava Tumah. It's Tumah because of Makar Mekoy Mitomei would only be a Rishon Tumah. So he says, how could you say that's what was bothering Rashi? Rashi was bothered by Lavach Tzutam B'Mago because Mekor Mekoy Mitomei, that can't be, that's not B'chal on Akasha. Because the Mekor Mekoy Mitomei, its Tumah only be a Rishon, and now, that it has its own Tumah, it's an Ava Tumah, and therefore, he says a whole different Pshat Nashi, Ayin Shabbat Volov. However, the Ikra Anoche of the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer's Anoche is that it's only a Rishon Tumah, not an Ava Tumah, is not simple at all. Firstly, Rashi in the Zayin and Aleph says, V'zal Shoyni Mekor Mekoy Mitomei, V'chol Dam, Habo derech shom, v'afilu eilei dam nide, haba ava tume, letame odom tumas erev. So it says clearly in Rashi, it's ava tume. Chassam Sofer Emes in himself is nisoyrit. And the actual problem the Chassam Sofer has, that if the whole tum of the dam, if it be touched the mekor, like Rashi says, it's not going mekor, so if so, it should only be a kabbalah's tum, it should only become a rishin, it shouldn't be ava tume. Is the text is as follows: the Ramban and the Rad from Aleph, when the Mevar, the Din of Mekor Mekoy Mitomei, the Mevar that It's not the pshat that it's a pshat tumma of maga, means it touched the mikol, and therefore it becomes tumme. That can't be, because the klal is, tumma's based on starim, is not a tumme. Rather, the pshat is, says the Ramban in the Rajbe, that the Torah was mitame, the mikol, and anything that was disgadol in the mikol, it becomes like, as if it's part of the mikol, and has the tumma of the mikol. So it's not a tumma's maga, rather, the actual tumma's mikol, the tumah of mekor, Torah is mechadish halacha l'mishum yisinai. A tumah of mekor, anything that's part of the mekor, that's this gadol of mekor, we get is part of that tumah. And the Beneftoyach says that Rashi that says noga mekor, Rashi doesn't mean a simple tumah, maga kabbalah's tumah. He also means like the Rishonim. Noga mekor means to say was this gadol the mekor. It's talking about doing the Rashi and daf tezayim with aleph doesn't say anything, but noga he says. Called dam habo derech sham. So if so, it's moving more that it could be avatume, just like the mekor itself is avatume. So to the dam which is nisgal derech sham is also avatume. So if so, it's very good shmak this pshat and Rashi that's what's bothering Rashi. What's the menani mili? Anyway, the dam is tumi because the mekor mekor tumi. Then Rashi's answer in afkamina is that it has a tumis avatume lafuke a tumi of. I'm sorry that's matame maga ube masa, and if not for the dinner new tum of some tumas nida, although it will be tummy, but it will be abatume, but it will only be matame maga, not be masa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.